This is the Topics and Takes podcast with WRALSportsFan.com's Lauren Brownlow and Marilyn Payne. You can download this weekly podcast at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app on iTunes or the Google Play stores, or Saturday mornings at 9 on 99.9 The Fan. Now, here's Topics and Takes with Lauren and Marilyn.
This is Topics and Takes. I am Lauren Brownlow from 99.9 The Fan and WRALSportsFan.com.
And I'm Marilyn Payne from WRALSportsFan.com. And
how's the voice? You good?
It's here. This is the best I've been in a week. So that's in 6 days. So that's really good. If I get too excited on this podcast, on the show, I'm going to squeak. So I'm going to try and keep it pretty even keel for an hour
Okay. And
still be entertaining. So we'll see how that works.
It's kind of exciting, actually. But
it's like a little task, like kind of a challenge for myself.
For sure.
Be enthusiastic, but don't be too enthusiastic.
We're going to get to your Twitter questions as we usually do. We are also, Marilyn's going to help me talk through my Panthers feelings because I have a lot of them heading into this weekend's game. And she will grill me on my top 25 ballot, as apparently some of my votes have been flagged as extreme.
Speaking of being worked up, Lauren's already pretty worked up about her poll.
But we will get into this later. First, we got the big news.
We should
start spreading
huge
news.
This morning, this Saturday.
Yes.
College game day, ESPN's
flagship.
Well, not
this Saturday.
Oh, dang. It's
next
Saturday.
Next Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait.
This Saturday, they're going to be at Louisville.
They're at Louisville Clemson.
At Papa John Stadium, which, by
the
way,
already forgot
the current
about.
Count of college game days in Louisville, Papa John Stadium 2, Yum Center 0. Who had that? I didn't.
I don't think a lot of people.
Yeah, I did that.
I'm so worked up about where college game day is going next weekend that I forgot that they are in the ACC this week.
Well, they are going to New York City, the big city, trying to make it. On Broadway, I guess. I don't know.
I don't. I partially understand. Like, I'm sure that this is associated.
This is a long release to justify this. By the way, I'm reading it right now. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't read it. I think my brain was just like, okay, here's what's happening. ESPN in the last probably year plus has emphasized the E, entertainment.
Sure.
And more steadily as things go, they changed their mic flags this college football season or in the last month to be just the square E. I think that's because the E is going to be the app, and that's how they're going to push it when they give us.
I just assume that
the streaming service we're praying for.
They couldn't afford more letters on it. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Maybe that too. And ABC and Good Morning America.
Disney.
All of that is in New York City.
There, but ABC is, yes.
And so I guess that's why they're going to New York City. I don't get it.
You can't put an exclamation point in a press release, by the way. Sorry, I'm just reading.
You can't. Yeah, very many people do.
I know. I don't like ESPN needs to know better. I'm sorry. But New York City is a melting pot of college football fans and the heartbeat of America. Sure.
Okay. Pass. No one believes that anymore. It's not even true.
Man, Rutgers can't even get a shout out? I thought they were New York's college. No, actually, we see the ad. Syracuse is New York's college.
I heard
team.
It was Duke.
Well,
that's what Ben Swain's Twitter told me.
I thought they were New Jersey's college team. Isn't that the joke?
Yeah, that's actually the joke. Yeah. He even messed it up.
It's a better college team for them to pick right now than Rutgers, if we're being honest.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean,
maybe this is where the Daniel for Heisman campaign really begins.
Ooh,
in New York City amidst
Daniel Jones.
The local Duke fans up.
Let's count the signs. Should we count the signs?
I don't have that many eyes. I want to.
Yeah, that's true. There'll be a lot of signs there for Daniel Jones. The hype machine for the Duke quarterback.
Starts at college game day in New York City. All right, well, now that we solved that mystery, I see what I don't like this. And I just need to say that I don't
you
like
don't like
this.
It. Okay.
I'm so overwhelmed by not liking this that
really?
I just
sort of shrug at it. Like, I don't.
But that's the thing. This is the one piece of ESPN that we had that was contaminated, untarnished, unchanged.
Is it really?
Yes, it really is. We have the signs. They give us the signs on social media. We've been counting down the best signs
they
of the last.
They do censor the signs, though, for
college football season.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're going to plop it down in New York City, and it doesn't make any sense. But I'm open to be pleasantly surprised. Not optimistic, but I'm open to the option.
Apparently, they're still doing a mascot head, and my question is, well, okay, why?
I mean, there will be a primetime 8 p.m. game that night.
Okay. Yeah, I guess they have to.
That's my thing, is like, what college game is this associated with that I just can't figure out?
I mean, I'm looking at the slate and it is not good. It's really bad.
Maybe that's why.
Well, that's what people were speculating. Is why. Yeah. Syracuse is at LSU, and if you want a night game, I mean,
pass.
Auburn at Missouri. No.
It's SEC Network's headlining
Nobody?
That night.
NC State at FSU at noon. Like, that legit could be the game of the weekend. I'm not kidding you. But Old Dominion at Virginia Tech.
What's the 8 p.m. game that day? We must already know.
Let's see.
We must know what ABC's 8 p.m. game is.
7:30, Penn State at Iowa. Womp, womp. Nah, we're good. Hard pass.
Okay, so now
I am hardest of hard passing.
This makes sense to me now. Yeah. I'm less angry with this decision.
Yeah, that was the speculation all along, is that that's the reason, is that the games were trash.
I missed that memo. I was somewhere with 17 gallons of water.
Do I think that you can't like find some game with some local interest and intrigue and maybe pick that? Yeah, like can you not pick a small school that like could use some attention?
See, and
that's where I could see,
is there a very small undefeated D3 football team just outside of New York City that I don't know about?
Throw somebody a bone, you know? But I don't know. It is what it is.
I'm less mad now that we've looked at the schedule, but I'm still not really excited about it.
It is not a good schedule. It is very, very bad.
That's kind of how I feel about this week in the triangle, though, honestly.
Yeah. I know.
So, like, I get it.
Well, we may see Daniel Jones Heisman signs, right, after this weekend.
In Wallace Wade?
Well, in Wallace Wade first. Okay. I think there are some t-shirts already being made up for the Duke quarterback.
Oh, I saw those. Yeah, I did see those.
But after this weekend, maybe he'll start to catch on a little more hype. He'll start to catch fire.
He has the gift.
Especially because Lamar Jackson is probably going to have like a slower weekend, but we'll get to him shortly.
I was going to say,
for his standards,
here's why this is going to work. When we start to look at kind of what's happened in the last 10 days, 7 days of college football in the Triangle, North Carolina did host Louisville last weekend, and Lamar Jackson put up the numbers that he would like to replicate each week as he chases a repeat of the Heisman winning season. Don't think it's going to happen. Do think he is as good as...
Yeah, we'll get to more on him shortly because I want to know what that was like. But Daniel is going to...
You won't let me talk about Lamar Jackson because you want to talk about Daniel Jones. Is that what's happening right now?
Well, we have to address the elephant in the room in the triangle.
All right, go for it. Take it away.
It's time for us to start paying attention to Daniel Jones, and it's time for us to like give him his due as probably, I mean, easily quarterback two in the league. We thought he would be that, but it looks like he's taken some of those next steps. But it seems like even David Cutcliffe's kind of like easy right now, right?
What
like
do you
he's
mean?
Like, whoa.
Like,
he was saying like Daniel Jones is a really good player, but he's not a great player yet. Like, slow your roll, everybody, was kind of what I heard him saying in parentheses there.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting with Baylor coming into town because Baylor is bad.
True.
But they won't play as poorly as they've played, I don't think.
Baylor?
Yeah.
I don't think they can.
Well, there's
like
also,
I think there's like,
well, like the first
mentally,
game.
No, I think
they
mentally
had no defense at all.
You just get in this position where like it's week three. Yeah. They're starting a different quarterback.
And he's fine.
He started some last year.
Yeah.
So like it's not he's not a super rookie by any stretch of the imagination.
He's not.
But nonetheless,
they got a lot of issues all over the field.
Baylor's not a great football team right now.
No, they are not. So Duke needs to win, right? Duke needs to
I
take
think
care of business.
Duke like will they... be Duke will be perfect. Still undefeated 3-0, heading into a very early North Carolina Duke football week, which I'm also uncomfortable about. Wait, why
Me
isn't
too.
That game day?
Really?
Just kidding. I thought I sold that pretty well.
Well, it's
though.
Funny, and we'll get to my poll later, but I mean, I do think Duke could honestly get to 4-0, and we still may not know exactly how good they really are.
I totally agree with you. Just because, Daniel Jones won't do to North Carolina's defense what Lamar Jackson just did this weekend, but he probably will not be kind on them either. I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Something needs to click for Carolina's defense. They got to figure out if it's the communication on the field. They need to like draw straws, and whoever has the biggest straw is the on-field leader of the defense. If it has to be that simple, it has to be that simple. I don't know what's going on, why they have so many returning players and so many of their leading tacklers back, and they say they can't communicate. I don't know. You know, they say it's not because Gene Chizik's gone. They say that it's among the players. Yeah. They're missing whatever on the field communication that they've had the last couple seasons. I don't care how y'all pick one person to in each position group to be that communicator, but that defense needs to get it done.
Yeah,
they just need to.
Yeah, that has not been the unit that they can lean on, and it needed to be this year, and it hasn't been that.
Who knows? It's they have to go to ODU, and they're.
I'm not feeling good about this game for them.
Are you serious?
I really am.
Okay, here's the thing.
Because that defensive line is legit for ODU.
Right, but on the other side of the ball, ODU is missing its starting right tackle this weekend.
Yeah.
Should miss both of its leading wide receivers and its star tailback.
Well, see, this is
just coming back off
right,
of an
though.
Injury.
This is that game where they are going to have to lean on their defense. Like, y'all need to get it done, defense.
And it's not even against an offense that is at full health. And I'm not dismissing
Old
Dominion.
It's not a prolific offense anyway. It has been in the past, but it's not now.
It's not. And I'm not trying to stomp on them. Like, whatever. It's ODU. I'm not.
But I'm telling you, that defensive line would make me nervous if I'm a Carolina fan, especially with the offensive line being what it is.
And Larry Fedora said exactly that. You've got a makeshift offensive line, and he said this is the best D-line we'll have faced.
Yeah.
Even more than Louisville.
When I saw that quote, I was like, okay, Larry. And then I start researching, I'm like, oh, he's not kidding. Okay. My bad. And like Louisville's defensive, at least their front was pretty solid because like they've done pretty well against the run. It's their secondary where they have a lot of issues, and same with Carolina's, by the way. But
right, and that's where Carolina's passing game looked so good against Louisville compared to its first.
Exactly,
week, is because the liabilities were in the secondary. Yep. I do think also that the quarterback's telling us we've had a week to play with our receivers is legitimate. I do
right,
and I also don't think it hurt that Carolina. Because of an injury, no, this was not the game plan. I tweeted about it being the game plan.
Right, that was pretty obvious on TV, I thought.
Right, so
I
could not see Chaz Surratt on his bike.
I just saw him pedaling away.
I couldn't see it, and so I was like, maybe this was the game plan. And then once it was pointed out to me by Aaron Beard, who works for the AP,
he's
hurt. I was like, okay, well, also he didn't have an overhang literally obstructing his view from the press box. I was like, all right, this is what happened. But it worked. Giving those guys a full half of offense did make the offense more productive. They still lost.
It did.
And good luck. You know what? Good luck against this ODU defense. They have the most sacks in the nation of any FBS team. Seven.
And they are really good. Those
seven
guys
sacks
are good.
In week one, and that was a school record. 8 sacks in week two for that defense.
They will hurt
your quarterback.
Yeah, they will.
So it might be a good thing Carolina's got two.
Yeah.
Which I think I said a few weeks
back.
Got
some extras, you know? That's good. It's like packing an extra outfit when you leave town.
Fingers crossed you don't need them.
Like you pack for each day, but you always pack like a contingency outfit in case, you know, so they've got their contingency quarterbacks. That's good.
Hopefully,
that's what Larry was doing this whole offseason.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that for them. I don't know that the O-line's going to have any more options.
Well, I want to talk a little bit, though, about what last weekend was like. I was on an airplane on my way home from Orlando. I was in Orlando last week, and Southwest, you can like watch TV for free or whatever. So I'm watching ESPN and I'm watching the Carolina game. And man, I mean, I didn't have the sound on, but I'm watching. I'm like, this is Lamar Jackson is the truth, man. Like watching him play is so fun. And I just wanted to hear, like, what was it like for you to be there and sort of watch him play?
So my first question for you, Lauren, watching on the plane, what part of the game did you tune in during?
Like
what quarter was it?
I believe they were either almost in quarter two or they were in quarter two.
Yeah. So here's the like kind of weird thing about that game. Carolina made some good stops on big plays at points early on in the game. And one of those included stopping Lamar Jackson on like an attempted maybe third down conversion. Then he went for it on fourth down and got it. But there were moments where like Carolina's defense almost had it figured out.
Yeah.
And I was concerned that I would never see the Lamar Jackson that we ended up seeing on Saturday.
Okay.
That being said.
Welp. So it was like a wear down factor.
It was a wear down factor that happened quite quickly. And once it happened, the floodgates were open. I mean.
Yeah. Does he compare to anybody you've seen though? Like live?
He doesn't. I remember watching Johnny Manziel in the Chick-fil-A Bowl against Duke in 2013.
He was exciting.
And I remember him kind of orchestrating that comeback, and the way that he found plays when there were none is similar.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a comparison that's been made before, but when you ask me, have I ever seen anyone?
Yeah, no, that's, I think that's a good
only one. Just a player who can scramble unlike any other and who can bounce off of tackles, essentially.
I was going to say, he reminds me of Michael Vick when I watched Michael Vick growing up, but he's a better passer than Vick, and he's thicker. So he can, like, absorb. I mean, he's not like Cam Newton size, but he's big enough to absorb some hits, where Michael Vick always looks so fragile to me. But, I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know why, but he was bigger to me than I expect. I don't know why I thought he was small, because he's not.
Yeah.
But
he plays bigger
than I think I expected him to also. It was really exciting. I remember at one point, this is the way I tweeted, I watched his first rushing score.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to say it was like 70 yards, 75 yards.
I think I saw it on a replay.
And I was just like, there he is. That's who he is. He is the Heisman winner from last season for a reason.
Yep.
And he is here to put on a show, and that he did, accounted for more yards than any individual player ever has against Carolina. I did make a joke to some people that he was going to rush for more yards in a single game than any player ever had in the nation against Carolina's defense.
But that would have been, woof.
Well, there's a weird role. You mentioned this a minute ago, the weird role reversal of Carolina's defense, where they actually are pretty effective at stopping the run this season, but they can't get their assignments figured out in the secondary.
Which makes no sense.
Which
whatever
negated my prediction about Lamar Jackson rushing for more yards than anyone ever had in the nation.
Well,
he was phenomenal. I really was glad that that game happened so that I could watch him selfishly in person.
I'm excited because I think my first time to see him in person will be when Louisville comes to state. I'm excited. I was disappointed I missed it this time around, but you always want to see a guy like that in person if you can.
And it's that's fun. How I felt about Jameis Winston when
he was playing. Oh, absolutely.
And that was also against Duke. Duke gave me the opportunity to see both famous Jameis and Johnny Football. Thanks,
there you
Duke.
Go. Thanks,
this
Duke.
Is why we like Duke
this
football.
This is why we love Duke. We've hit on like so many QBs already. I mean, we're not trying to pretend that there's no other position, I guess, but I don't know, man.
If you're NC State.
Right? QBU!
QBU.
Literally.
The one and only.
An eighth of the NFL starters
tomorrow
will be from NC State. By the way, this stat being tweeted out, understandably, by like State fans who are excited about it, as they should be, and the school who should be as well, is proof, by the way, that we can't have like nice things around here, because immediately everyone just wants to throw shade at it. I'm like, well, why can't anyone have a nice thing in football around here? Like, do we always have to rain on the parade?
Yes, when you have three teams that are and fan bases that are as close as these three
are. You can't have a nice thing. None of us have nice things.
That's what college football's about, Lauren. That's what rivalries are about.
I know. It's just funny to me. But yeah.
What do you want? You want North Carolina fans to go pat NC State fans on the back and say, you're right. You guys are the best quarterback university in
the
nation.
They should just ignore it if they had any dignity, because they don't have. They've got Trubisky and what? Nothing. Like, they should probably just sit this one out, but they can't help themselves. Like, they have to throw the shade. I felt the same way about like Carolina and State fans like last week, who were like, well, who's Duke played? I'm like, what have y'all done this year? Why don't y'all sit down? Like, y'all sit down until, you know what I mean? Like, why are we talking smack right now? You know what I mean? It's just funny to me. But that's what fans do. You are correct about this.
Okay, but let's not bury these quarterbacks
burying the lead
behind the shade, which is what you just did.
Yeah, sorry. So we got Mike Glennon in Chicago. Bless his heart. Oh, my God. That's a mess. Sorry.
Speaking of Trubisky.
Oh, yeah, I mean, honestly, ironically, it's like better for Mitch that he's not playing right now.
It is.
Now.
It's way better for Mitch Trubisky that he's not playing.
I mean,
right
Mike
now.
Lennon's going to be fine. Like, I don't think this will kill his career or anything, but it's not going to be fun for him.
It's just not an ideal situation.
It is not ideal at all. I know he had some, it was the victim of some drops last weekend, so that should have felt a lot like his NC State career. Because
wow.
that, well, I watched it in person.
This from the woman who
he
wants you all to
down.
Stop throwing shade.
He got,
she
no.
just asked everyone to stop throwing shade
this
and then dropped that one liner.
I am sticking up for Mike because he got let down way too off. By the way, the GL punt return never would have happened if his receivers knew how to hang on to the football. Never. But they couldn't. They always had to let him down for some reason. So he's going to be the starter for the Bears.
Outstanding.
We obviously know Philip Rivers starts for, what is it, the LA Chargers now? My God. I can't keep up with all
these
changes.
I refuse to acknowledge that.
I can't.
Didn't one of the referees, the officials, got it wrong in the game?
Really?
Last weekend, I saw this clip on Twitter.
I'm going to get it wrong for years.
The San Diego Chargers.
I'm still doing St. Louis Rams, so I can't handle it. Yeah, and so we've got Philip Rivers with the Chargers. We've got Russell Wilson, obviously, with the Seahawks. And we've got... Now, Jacoby Brissett.
Cubs.
Yeah, good for him.
Starting for the Indianapolis Colts this weekend. He just got...
Replacing something called a Scott Tolzien, which I didn't know was a thing.
What?
I was like, when they said that was their starter, I was like, what is that? Literally, I've never heard of that.
Same, though. Yeah, he was like, he was just with the Patriots. Yeah. He was with the Patriots, I think, for week
He was traded.
One?
Oh, no. This is
week
bad news for Jacoby.
No. Wait, what?
When guys get traded from the Patriots, they're usually bad, especially quarterbacks. So I hope he breaks the curse for his own sake.
I'm trying to think. I guess it was 2 weeks ago he got traded.
Yeah, it was not long ago.
I know that
it
he was
two
not.
Weeks ago. Yeah, I think so.
I know that he was not with the Patriots this past weekend.
Obviously.
When I say
week
one, just for those of you listening, I mean college football week one because that's how my brain operates.
Yeah, it was week one because I remember I was in Charlotte and saw the news come across the wire. That he got traded. So, yeah.
It was literally that day.
Yeah, it was that day.
Okay.
I was eating my lunch, my media lunch.
Nonetheless, QBU.
Yes, they should be excited.
I'm really hopeful for all of the t-shirts and NC State graphics that will come out of this. If there's a QBU t-shirt out there, I want one. Just opening the door.
Cool. I mean, why not celebrate something that's
cool team swag. This would qualify.
Yeah, I'm down with it. So that's something that State fans can pay attention to this weekend if they're... You know, still watching NFL football if
After
they don't
Saturday.
Have a team involved. Because
I'm sure they have teams involved. State fans have teams, Lauren.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying right there.
Some of them do. Some of them, and this is, you know, same for any fan base, but some of them just have guys that they root for from state.
Ah, I see. I got you. We'll see.
I don't like this, but it's not any of my business. So
you don't like what?
I don't like that type of NFL fandom, but that's because I'm a sad Panthers fan, which we will also get to later.
We will get to that. Not now, Lauren. Not now.
I know.
Things I hope you don't say to the Panthers. F you. All the time. And yet we know that she does. You know who does say that, though? NC State's next opponent.
This is, by the way, about the only relevant piece of information that we need to bring out about NC State's game this weekend.
Furman.
I'm sorry. Because Furman is not good.
What?
Guys,
this hashtag.
Yeah.
It's we got a question about this on Twitter as well, which
it was just being asked if we were familiar with it. And I am familiar with it because I went to Furman's website to sort of pull up some stats and whatnot, and I see this hashtag from the official football Twitter account, hashtag the big, capital F, capital U, and then all the time, and I'm like, "What is this?" And I took a picture of it and sent it out on Twitter. And it got a lot of response, and a lot of people were laughing. And then I did get some responses of you didn't know that that was a thing? No, I'm sorry. I did not know that was a thing. I didn't know I was meant to know that this was a thing. Right?
here's my rebuttal to that. I was at Furman for the first round of the men's basketball tournament this past spring. And I was there for several days covering two teams. I lived in that basketball gym. And not once did I pick up on that being their hashtag. I don't know if the NCAA mandated that they remove it all and just covered it with March Madness stuff. I had no idea. And I was there. I bet there were shirts I could have bought on site.
Yeah, probably. Apparently they sell quite a few shirts like this.
That's what I'm saying. And no one told me.
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm not sure if it's a Christian school or not. I'm not seeing that when I'm looking it up. but yeah, that is one of those eyebrow raisers that you're like, wow. Okay,
what is the chant? The chant is like, they count you through it, right? You're not going to do it?
I'm going to have a hard time with this, yeah. It was established by the South Carolina Baptist Convention. What would they say now? That would be very, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. It's, you guys should Google videos.
Yeah, I can't. I can't say that.
The first one that comes up is called The Return of F You All the Time.
Oh,
with
great.
Exclamation mark. So, yeah, check it out. There's also one, ESPN.com, 5 years ago, almost to the day, actually wrote, what's the deal with Furman University? Question mark, and walks you through the chant, which
I mean, it's self-explanatory.
It's one time, two time, three times, all the time.
Sure.
Is the abbreviated and appropriate version of the song or chant.
Yeah.
So check it out.
And NC State, the school president will literally lead this.
He leads the chant. That's what happens.
Can you imagine? I can't.
The Paladins.
Yeah, not the Purple Paladins, Marilyn. They also did Sassy Game Notes, which I appreciate very
always,
much.
Always interested in Sassy
they
Game
Notes.
They
were very clear. Don't call them the Purple Paladins.
I would not ever have.
I have, but it's whatever.
I didn't.
You should
I mean,
be lucky I call you anything at all, Furman. God, geez, get out of.
Wow.
Yeah, because okay. I just couldn't believe, like, someone was like, what, you've never covered a Furman game? I was like, no. Like, next question. Really? I've never even been to Greenville, actually. South Carolina. Yeah, I know. I heard it's a neat town.
So. I actually have a correction to their Sassy Game Notes. So this is a question maybe.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
First
please.
Things first. Shouldn't it be thing apostrophe S? Like, isn't it first thing is first?
You're correct, yes.
So they're missing the apostrophe in their Sassy Game
yeah,
Notes.
Yeah, be all like, you know. No.
Edit your work, Furman.
Right.
Anyway, State's playing Furman this weekend. Should win. 2-1
oh,
will
win.
Be their
they'll
record win. Heading into playing Tallahassee. Rather playing
they get a, they get a semi bye week after FSU's gotten two bye weeks. So we'll there you go.
Oh gosh. Pray for the Pack.
But that gets us into Twitter questions since that was sort of
that
a
was one.
Question.
Do we know about it? We know about it. We just told you guys about it. Now you all know about it. You're welcome.
Yeah. So now no one can accuse you of not knowing. How do you not know that?
Heinous.
Because I don't watch Furman football. Or Furman anything. So we get this question, speaking of shade as well, from at ClubMed76 on Twitter. Will the State UNC game decide bowl eligibility for the winner? It hasn't happened very often, I don't think. But
except for last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year determined it for State.
Right. Didn't really have any ramifications for North Carolina other
yeah,
than
I
better bowl game.
I don't remember one. I'm sure there has been one, but I don't remember one in recent memory where like both teams had it on the line. That would be pretty interesting.
That would be wild.
Although if State is at that point, like, that's not good. So
if State only has 5 wins by the end of the season, will they still have a head coach? QTNA.
Right. Like I honestly think State will be like in such
happen.
A bad emotional place by then
that
if that happens
happen.
That I don't
won't happen.
Could it happen for UNC?
State is better than that.
Honestly, yes. I'm with you on that.
I'm not even I like feel bad for having just said the sentence about the coach because that won't like
no, I understand
that's
what you're
not
saying
this
though.
Season
like it's so far fetched that like that's not gonna happen. I understand what you're saying.
I said it, and then I was like, no, not this State team.
No, I'm with you. But honestly, and look, we could see Carolina take some steps, obviously, but like when you look at the rest of that schedule, it ain't friendly.
Their schedule is so unfriendly.
Yeah, especially considering who they are right now. I mean, you're at the point where you're kind of circling Pitt as, you know, the easiest game left on their schedule after ODU.
Yeah, and that's
and Duke
the thing.
At home, I guess, just because it's at home. I mean, that's the only reason.
Yeah, I mean,
Western Carolina is a given, so I'm not even
right. So that's the thing about Carolina is I
so
did that
one.
Sneaky thing that I hate where they schedule that second to last week.
They got a bye week before State
the year uh-huh. with Citadel last year, Western Carolina this year.
Yep. I mean, that's what you're looking at though for them. I mean, they've got Virginia at home. Okay, so let's say they beat Old Dominion, then they got let's say they beat Virginia, and then let's say they beat Western Carolina. That puts them at 3. They still got to find 3 more in there, and I'm not seeing them. Like I'm looking hard. I don't know that I'm seeing them.
So people always do the whole like Coastal versus Atlantic thing. And the difficult thing about
there's no given.
This Coastal is that while there are no, you're going to get stomped.
Right.
Not truly stomped. Like there's no Louisville there after North Carolina has already played Louisville. There is no
there's
other
no like
well, Virginia.
It's Virginia.
They don't have
a Syracuse or a Boston College. They don't have Syracuse and Boston College.
I almost hesitated to say Boston
like
College and Wake. Like I stopped myself.
Well, Boston College is still bad. Trust me. They're still bad.
But their defense versus Carolina's offensive line?
Sure. But I'm just saying in general, like
that could be a Boston College win.
It could be. You're right. But they're not playing them, unfortunately. For
right.
The
but yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I even hesitated to say that would be
that's
a
fair.
Gimme given the personnel situation.
It's
that
not
North
a gimme
Carolina's
for Syracuse either. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I think we can agree that the teams in the Coastal besides Virginia and maybe Pitt might be trash.
And I'm so mad at Virginia for not being better. Just like side note.
Well, they're going to look really good this week, if that's any consolation. because UConn football is garbage. So, well, that covers that. I think
so will
State
Carolina?
Is not going to be for a bowl. State's not going to be playing for a bowl.
And Carolina might not be either.
I mean, I honestly think it'll be decided by then. I really do.
But on the, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that game will be them playing for eligibility, but perhaps on the other end
like,
of the spectrum.
It could be if everything breaks their way, but I'm not seeing how.
Well,
I'm
here's
really
my
not.
Thing. Like, also, could be totally wrong. I need the defense to be what it can be.
Defend.
I need those veteran defenders to defend, in which case this conversation is totally different.
Yeah.
And North Carolina might have a bull bit by then.
Maybe so. Who knows? You know,
O-line might get healthy.
Maybe.
These things could happen, but the two weeks of play that we've seen from North Carolina.
Nothing indicates that so far.
Does not indicate that they will play NC State and earn bull bit.
So we've got friend of the show, Powell Latimer, who asks us, if you two were running... Leave it to him to go, skip ahead to basketball season, by the way. If you two were running a pick and roll, who was the screener and who was the passer? So
what was your instinct?
Well, I can tell you my instinct because, I mean, I think I'm much bigger than you. So, I mean, much bigger. That's like whatever. I'm definitely bigger than you, though. So I can probably set a better screen.
Okay, so here's the thing. I immediately was like, Lauren's going to screen because she's tougher than me.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it. I think I'm like 2 inches taller than you.
Yeah, you're taller, but you got to make
sure. I'm a tall 5'5" slash maybe 5'6".
The best screens have a little beef to them, you know?
I've got beef.
Where? Are you hiding it?
Lower body. Come on, stay with me here.
I'm not seeing it.
It's there. I promise. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying you're not athletic, by the way. Like, I think you're athletic.
I didn't think you were.
I am not.
I thought you would be able to set a better screen because I would wimp out of this.
Okay, I see what you mean.
I was like, Lauren's going to set a screen because I won't.
I got you. I think that's
so
fair.
So I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
I'm also good at passing because I'm bad at shooting.
Oh, I can shoot, but only if I'm open. And if a pick and roll works like it's supposed to, I'll be open and have a layup. So it should be fine.
That was literally.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I was like, I can't screen because I can't screen and won't screen and I can't shoot.
I was a little scared to screen when I played basketball, though. I was. I don't know why. Now, I would like legit, push girls and stuff.
What can I do? I can dive for loose balls.
Oh, see, I didn't like that.
No. I was very good at that.
I could take a charge, actually. So if I can take a charge, I can set the screen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can do this.
That was fun. I liked doing that. We had a thing in practice where we did that.
I think I played one season of youth basketball. My dad's girlfriend was the coach. And
did she give you all the playing time?
Oh, God, no.
I'm just kidding. Oh, no? Wait.
God, no. I danced. I mean, I danced my whole childhood.
I'm just saying,
they made fun of me.
I didn't know if she was trying to earn points.
No, the point here is, I wanted to try something new. And so I tried it, and they put me on a really bad U-12 team, and I was 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have been on the U-10 team.
Yeah.
But this U-12 team was actually worse than the U-10 teams, and I still didn't start.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Cannot ball.
Yeah. I'm not very good either.
So.
It's fine. I can shoot a little. That's all I got.
Ball.
I can shoot and foul. Those are my strengths. I am a good fouler.
You can foul.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want you setting the screen.
No, I Grayson Allen some people when I played. I did. I'm not kidding. I've talked about this before.
Great question, Powell.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I think he knew it would bring this out in us.
Equally relevant, Rebecca Fiorentino, who works at Duke University, she reports for goduke.com. Said that the Duke Athletics Office...
They have the best office debates, by the way.
They do. They were this week discussing whether or not you sleep in socks. And she wanted to know our opinions about that.
I do, because I have very dry skin. So if I don't sleep in socks, and they are, by the way, cracked with the temperature changes already, my feet... This is so gross.
Your socks hydrate?
Yeah, I put lotion on or whatever usually when I sleep. And so I wake up and I'm hydrated.
Socks keep them in there?
Yeah, keep the moisture in there. And, I wake up and my feet are at least not cracked anymore.
That's wild. I never knew that you could do that with socks.
My heel cracks, especially, like I said, especially when the temperature changes.
My hands do that.
Not as much for me. It's my feet and my under my toe will crack and my heel. It's very painful.
If you're not feet people, we're sorry.
I'm so sorry. I am not a foot person. So probably because my own are gross.
I don't sleep in socks except for I'm very cold. I'm a very
That's
cold
the thing
person.
Too. I get cold. So when the wind, like I, even when my feet are fine, I still will put them on because I'm cold.
I have this one pair of socks that are my doggy socks, and they have like a little fluff, like a partial stuffed animal dog head with floppy ears on the front that I got when I was probably in like middle school. And if I have to sleep in socks, I sleep in those socks because when it comes time to kick those socks off, that like partial stuffed animal, it makes them easier to kick off very quickly.
Oh.
So I can rid myself of the situation with the most ease possible.
Okay.
But I'm team don't sleep in socks. If you need me to pick a side, Rebecca and Duke, I hope you guys are listening.
Yeah, I sleep in them, but I understand the preferences vary. It's like whatever, do what makes you happy.
If you didn't
do what warms your feet. You know? When we're all getting old, like you need to do what makes us feel good, I think. No?
What does that have to do with getting old?
I don't know. Doesn't it feel like an old person thing to do to sleep in socks? Or am I just being overly self-deprecating here?
I'm actually not sure.
Huh.
Maybe someone else can answer that for you because I got nothing.
I mean, I do. It is a waste of time to sleep in thin socks. There's no point of that. Just sleep without them. Like, sleep in the comfy socks or no?
Yeah, that's kind of where I stay.
Yeah, All right. That's fine.
Another great question.
Thank you, Rebecca. This was a great contribution. Seriously, I'm being serious. That was an awesome question. Because we love to take at least one question like that a week.
We have to have something that has nothing to do with anything. That was it.
Friend of the show, Richard Averett, he asks us a football-related question. So imagine that, right? If you could make an ACC Frankenstein team, we got the best offense, best defense, best special teams, best coach, what would that look like? Well, best coach, I guess right now I'm going Dabo.
Yeah.
I think you have to. It's hard for me not to take Jimbo, but look, I mean, Dabo's the king right now.
Dabo is the king right now. I'm going Dabo.
Yeah, I'm going Dabo.
Who's off? I can only see Lamar Jackson right now.
I honestly
call
like,
me blinded
no,
by the light.
Here's my issue though. Like who? Like why would you? You know why would you take another team?
Do you want Duke's offense? Is it too soon to say?
I think that's the only other team I'm considering strongly. Right
and that's
now.
Me because like I'm not obviously FSU doesn't have a quarterback. I'm not taking Clemson.
Right.
Who else is there?
Right. I mean, I honestly, Carolina's offense has been good. It doesn't look like what it was right now. You know what? States, maybe? Ryan Finley looks very good.
Uh-uh.
No? We're not doing
well, I don't know enough about their O-line yet.
Yeah,
because they just
you.
Now
Let's
are
see
getting
full strength state O-line.
They're still just getting Will.
I want to see their. I need to see their running game take a little step forward. But like Louisville has plenty of question marks too. So I guess when in doubt, let's take the Heisman Trophy winner and move on offense. Right?
I might go full homer and take Duke.
Okay.
I might.
No, that's fair.
And you can tell me ain't played nobody. That's fine.
No. I mean
that was a generic you.
Yeah.
It's either them or Louisville. It's not state, and it's because.
I need to see more from that run game because
I need more from their real O-line, which hopefully we see against Furman.
I think we will.
I need 100 points.
Special teams. Oh, boy. Special teams in the ACC.
I want Tom Sheldon.
Oof. Like, there are five teams that have made all their field goals so far.
Can I just take all of the punters and none of the place kickers?
Right? Like, there are a lot of really good punters.
AJ Cole.
You know what? I'm going to take... Okay, so if we take Duke's offense, I'm taking Louisville's special teams because they've gone 5-for-5 field goals. They probably have...
Probably the only team.
Yes, they are. They're the only team that's been perfect and have made and attempted that many. Boston College made all theirs, but I'm not taking anything of Boston College's.
Knew I liked her.
No, I'm not. So I'm going Louisville special teams.
I'll follow that. If they're making all their field goals...
That's a fundamental thing you got to do. I'm sorry. Like, you've got to make your field goals.
You have one job.
Literally. So we got offense.
And
we got defense.
Your points after. You also have to make those.
Yes, you really do. Oh, should I check that?
You might need to at this point, given the way that some special teams units have looked.
Louisville has made all of theirs.
All right, we'll take Louisville.
We're taking Louisville special teams. Defense, Clemson, right? It's not close.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with it.
I mean, Florida State's defense is great. I'm still going Clemson. That D-line is monstrous. It's freakish.
Yeah.
I watched every second of that Clemson-Auburn game and loved it so much. And I don't usually get down with defensive struggles, but that D-line...
I didn't watch it, and my heart's sad about it.
That D-line is fun to watch, man.
I should have gone back and watched that one.
They had 11 sacks!
I know. I should have gone back and watched that one.
To be fair, like, Auburn's quarterback had some culpability there. But yeah, still, they're really fun to watch. So we got Clemson's defense, we got Duke's offense, we got Louisville special teams, and we got Dabo.
Dabo.
There you go. So there's your answer, Richard.
You got to take Daniel Jones if we're running his Heisman campaign here, Lauren. Come on.
I know.
Stay locked in.
I do have great affection for Lamar Jackson, though. I love watching him play.
Well, we'll see him soon. October 4th?
Yeah, something like that.
5th? What is that game? It's Thursday.
I think it's the 5th. I think you're
we'll
right.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will.
Whatever day it is.
I'm excited about that.
Are you excited about the Panthers?
So,
it's that time. I know you've been putting it off.
Yes, we need to talk through my Panthers feelings. It's about that time. Yeah, I was excited by what I saw somewhat because so many times last year they would be playing an inferior team, home or road, by the way, and just mess around with them and not put them away, and it's suspenseful going into the fourth, and you're like, really? But they didn't do that this time. They took care of business. Cam Newton looked terrible in the first half, but he looked great in the second. Like, he started out 5 of 15, and I think he only had one incompletion after that. So that's pretty solid. Cam of old was back in the second half, so I was okay with that. I thought it was interesting how they used Christian McCaffrey. But, you know, I'm reserving judgment because I don't think they really opened up the playbook very much. So I'm kind of like, let's just see what they do against a real team. And Buffalo is probably a real team, and I hate this game so much. I hate this game so much.
Because of the name on it?
No, although, you know, I've never been to Buffalo. I'm sure it's a lovely place. But, no, I hate it because they have the Panthers' old, the GM under the GM. Okay. And that's the guy who probably should have slid into Dave Gettleman's job once they fired Dave Gettleman, except he had already gone to Buffalo. So he's gone to Buffalo, and Sean McDermott, the former defensive coordinator, is now their head coach. And anytime the Panthers cut a practice squad player that they've always kept around, guess who snatched him right up? Joe Webb. Yeah, Joe Webb is now a Buffalo Bill, to the chagrin of many, including me, by the way, because Derek Anderson is bad, is a bad backup quarterback.
I think my favorite thing, sorry, you said Joe Webb. I hope that you saw this, where Julius Peppers said that his 100th sack was against Joe Webb, and he hoped someone told him that.
Yeah, I did see that.
I heard his name, and I just remembered that light moment. I'm trying to keep you happy here. Yeah. Continue.
I did see that, yes. And so that's kind of my issue. And they have Mike Tolbert on their team as well, the former Carolina Panthers fullback.
Right. So I just hate it. So these are the types of things that I personally...
Because you're going to lose the stupid game, and it's just going to hurt me.
You know what we call those? We call those storylines.
So many. And they just make my head ache.
I like that.
I mean, they know us too well, you know, and I don't like that.
But what if Carolina wins?
I would be like, good.
Then don't you feel better about it?
Well, yeah, I'll feel better about it.
I mean, no. Wouldn't you then, because you expect the Panthers to lose...
That's kind of my existence on
Sundays. No, just let me finish my sentence, Lauren. Okay. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Sentences are hard for me right now.
Please reclaim your time.
So because you are expecting the Panthers to lose to the Bills.
Yes.
Under the understanding that the Bills know the team and the program so incredibly well.
Right.
Would you not then feel even better about Panthers win if the Panthers beat the Bills? Do you not see that window for opportunity?
I do a little bit. I still just don't think they're good, and it's gonna be
an optimist.
Also, Marilyn, it takes me back to a time, and by the way, this popped up on my time hop today because it's the 4-year anniversary of it. Do you remember when the Panthers head coach Ron Rivera started to become Riverboat Ron and started going for it on fourth downs because he suddenly understood math?
I don't remember the exact moment.
It was this game.
Okay.
Literally, it was this game. They did not go for it on a fourth down. I was so mad. Like, I'm glad my son was not born
They
yet.
Didn't go for it on
They did not go for it on a fourth down that they needed to go for it on right at the goal line.
Okay.
Instead, they settled for we're not forced into a field goal, by the way. This is why we don't use those words. They settled for a field goal instead on fourth and short at the goal line, and they went up 6 points. Do you know what happened, Marilyn? They lost the game. That's what happened. And everyone knew it was coming. By the way, they had no healthy DBs by this point in the game either. What did you think was going to happen?
L.
Ron. So anyway, after this game, like, he was supposedly, like, sitting in traffic afterwards and was like, huh, we really should have gone for that one. You know what? I'm going to start going for it. And thus,
that's
the birth of, and by the way, no loss the Panthers have taken in the last 5 to 6 years, at least, fills me with as much rage as that one. I still vividly remember watching it. I lost a bet with our friend Sean Crest. I had to eat a garbage plate. Yeah, a garbage plate, Marilyn, because it is the
that
dish
I want
of
more
buffalo.
Details on it. Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to eat that. I didn't last long.
Yeah, because Sean used to work up there, didn't he?
Yeah, he's from upstate New York.
He's from upstate.
So, and if he, it, by the way, this was like a bad thing to him because he's weird, but like if the Panthers won, he was going to have to eat Krispy Kreme. And he's like, I hate Krispy
Kreme. That's because Dunkin' Donuts is so much better.
Well, but like to not like Krispy Kreme to that extreme is upsetting to me.
Well, that's just Sean. He's dramatic sometimes.
I know. But that was our bet. And then he did try to convince me to bet shaving off an eyebrow, which I did not, thankfully, do that.
Good Lord.
So anyway, that game just fills me with so much angst.
I have learned so much in the last couple of minutes. I won't lie to you. I knew almost approximately none of that.
And I'm not 100% on this, but I'm pretty sure the Panthers haven't played the Bills since. At least in my mind, they haven't, because I was in a blind rage after that game. EJ Manuel. You remember EJ Manuel? The one who couldn't beat State on a game-winning drive?
Yes, I
That's
do.
Who led a game-winning drive against my team, Marilyn. I found my tweets about this game, and they were funny.
You found your tweets?
Yeah, in Time Hop. They were, because this is before I created Sad Panthers Fan. So, yeah.
So, is the Buffalo game why you created Sad Panthers Fan?
So, well, I mean, I was sad long before that. But I think, like, it sort of led me to, I used to just really tweet through it, you know?
Okay.
I still do, but right. Now I just do it on a separate account. So now people who want to follow me for my, like, ACC football takes or just general football and basketball takes can do so without being inundated by me tweeting through my feelings on Sundays. Because I did get some genuine complaints from people, some that we both know, that were like, can I not get you tweeting your feelings out on Sundays?
But it was after Buffalo. It wasn't like because of Buffalo. It was later.
It wasn't because of Buffalo. It was after that at some point, I believe. Yeah. But I think it might have even been during that season. I think I want to say that. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, well, I've been educated here today on a great moment in sad Panthers fan history.
Oh boy, was it ever.
If nothing else.
But that's what Buffalo makes me think of, and I still get
mad when
I see them.
So you're just like fearful of all that for this weekend.
I mean, yeah, it brings back bad memories. Like, I'm not fearful that EJ Manuel will lead a drive because he's not.
Oh, he's not there.
So. Right. So I'm not worried about that. It's just more like.
Good start.
Yeah. It's just more like, you know what? Like, they are gonna know them pretty well, and it's just, I just don't think it's, I don't see it being good. I worry about it.
So here's where I really can't help you on this, aside from everywhere. Mm. I, as a fan of anything that I like,
yeah,
I like competition. I like things that make the competition more intriguing. And this to me is that.
But see, this is how I will feel when they play the Patriots. I will enjoy that on a certain level. The Bills I don't feel that way about, because it's one of those games that shouldn't be this stupid competitive, but it's going to be. So it's like a garbage competitive game. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's competitive for the wrong reasons. It's competitive because we can't get out of our own way, as opposed to like playing a truly great team. Do you know what I mean?
So you attribute them having so many pieces of Panthers information. You attribute that to the Panthers not being able to get out of their own way.
Well, I'm just saying that I think that will certainly help them, and I don't know that the Panthers will be able to do enough to overcome it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know that they're necessarily going to scheme around it, per se, or whatever, as much as maybe they should. I don't trust anyone there.
Well, that much is definitely clear.
I have a lot of trust issues.
I mean, I get it. All right. Okay. I see the frustration.
So I will be excited about the Patriots game, because you know why I like games like that, too? Because there's nothing to lose. No one expects us to win that game. I love that. Because then,
okay.
I mean, the only bad thing that could happen is if we lost by 50. Please don't. Don't lose by 50. I don't ask for much.
Not much. All right. I think that's enough of that.
I'm just saying.
Have even more exciting news when it comes to your AP Top 25 poll this week, primarily because Guys, Lauren just told me this before the show started.
I just found out myself.
Just found out. She left a very important team.
Oh, that part, yes.
Very important team off of her top 25.
Let me relay this story to you. Yeah. So we got back from Orlando. We left a day earlier than we originally anticipated because the hurricane was coming, you know. So that's what we decided to do. And we got on the plane. And we got home around, it was like 3, 4 o'clock, something like that. And I'm watching college football. And I'm certainly watching the night games. There were plenty of night games relevant to the top 25 for me to watch. And I watched almost all of them. I went to sleep with Boise, Washington State playing. Did not make it through that game, but that's fine. It ended at like 3 a.m. But anyway, I watched as much as I could and tried to get caught up on what I had missed and everything else. And, you know, moving teams around here and there. And Ohio State... I'm watching them sort of get dismantled by Oklahoma in the second half. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I wasn't really high on them after their week one performance. I really wasn't super high on them coming into the season because of their 31-0 loss to Clemson in the college football playoff. But I was like, you know what? It's one game. Clemson's really good. Let's not make too much of this. You know, I'm not going to make too much out of one game that ended last season. Let's see who they are this year. Well, when you take all that body of work collectively, I'm not too keen on it. So anyway, I'm trying to move them around and whatnot. I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to put them. And I cast my vote early on Sunday morning, and I get a call from someone at the AP, I guess, and was like, so did you mean to leave Ohio State off your ballot? And I was like, and they were like, it's fine if you did. We just want to clarify. And I was like, no. I didn't. And they were like, oh, okay. And so they asked me where I wanted to put them. I told them, and that was that. But he was like, yeah, I would imagine you didn't want to drop them off completely for losing to a top five team. I was like, no, I did not want to do that. So anyway, that did happen to me. I was one of those people. I almost became very embarrassed over a silly mistake. But thankfully, someone called me.
So good job to the AP. Nonetheless, yeah. We will get to Ohio State, where they actually are ranked in Lauren's poll this week, in a minute. Alabama had won. Oklahoma at 2 for that impressive win.
Yeah. Road game.
Huge.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Baker Mayfield and that whole little ordeal?
I've always been a little mixed on him because I think he's a good player in his league. I've always felt that way. But I felt like when he steps out of conference and they step out of conference, that he hasn't always played as well against elite defense as well. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what you told me a few weeks ago. That's why I brought it back up. Yeah. Also, because everyone's freaking out over him doing some things that were fun this week.
I'm willing to eat some. Yeah. Well, he apologized for playing.
And he shouldn't have. I'm mad he apologized.
I wish that I could have switched them in Clemson now in my poll.
Just for apologizing? Yes. So Lauren's going to drop Oklahoma one spot because Baker Mayfield apologized for doing
at
midfield.
There's another team I almost dropped because I almost put Clemson ahead because I was very impressed by what they did against Auburn. But let's be real. What Oklahoma did
more impressive.
It absolutely does. It absolutely is. Penn State at 5. Yep. That was a team I almost moved down because their head coach, James Franklin, after the win over Pitt, he said last year this game was their Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, Pitts, then they beat Penn State last year.
I remember that.
And he said, to us, this was like beating Akron. So I was like, well, if this is like beating Akron, then I should not.
Y'all didn't
beat Akron by much.
You didn't beat him by enough.
Yeah, Akron in quotes, because they beat Akron 52-0 in week one. But they beat Pitt 33-14 and didn't look kind of meh. So you know what? Yeah. Maybe I should move them down.
Then why did you leave them at 5?
I got Penn State fans in my feelings.
Because you think they're actually the fifth best team in the nation.
I mean, I didn't have enough reason, in my opinion, to move anybody ahead of them.
Okay, if we're keeping up, Bama 1, Oklahoma 2, Clemson
USC,
3,
very impressive
USC
win.
4.
So, this was
you are driving the train here.
This is an easy top 4. That was an easy top 4 for me, really.
All right. Penn State 5, Washington 6, even though you didn't see the end of that one?
No. Well, no, Washington State game was the one I didn't see the end of. Washington played somebody bad this week.
Wisconsin 7. LSU, you have them at 8?
Yeah.
Which is a little higher than where they
actually are?
Yeah. Why so high?
You know what? They played BYU.
Right.
That's a tough team to play. They were pretty dominant.
Just one of those things where no one deserves it more.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And you'll see I've had to do some reshuffling from the past couple weeks.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are definitely teams in that mix from like 7 to 12 that I have, you know, I had some thoughts on that it was like, what do I do with these teams? Like some teams that I'm less impressed with, some teams that I'm more impressed with.
Yeah. Georgia 9.
Still question marks there, but that's, I mean, what do you know, they beat Notre Dame on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, they deserve to be higher.
I don't know what to make of Notre Dame, just in general.
I know. I'm with you. But they were, I mean, their defense was ridiculous in that game. And they beat App. It wasn't a super blowout, you know, in the game one of the season. But App is good.
App's a good football team.
Right, App is good. And I liked Georgia coming into the season. I like them now.
They've been one of your, one of your favorites, too. Michigan 10, Florida State 11, even with no games.
Well, I didn't move them down.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, like, you held them.
Some people did, because the Florida State fans were like, why did we move down? I'm like, it's not you. It's just what people did
Other teams
you.
Are doing things to prove that they are better. I feel like we just went over this last week.
I know, we did.
There's Oklahoma State at 12,
I really
which
like
is
them.
Low, but you have them lower.
I know, but they haven't played anybody. I hate to go like, they ain't played nobody, but they haven't. You know what I mean? I've been really impressed with them so far, though. I expect them to do unspeakable things to Pittsburgh this weekend, so they
then
will.
Then you can boost them
Then I'm
up.
Boosting them on up.
All right, here it is.
Oh, man, I got flagged.
I got flagged! The college poll tracker. Has this labeled as an extreme pick because Lauren voted TCU in the 13 spot, which is 7 spots higher than
okay,
what they actually
to be
are
fair,
in the poll.
They were ranked in my last week's poll anyway. I think I had them at like 20 something.
You had like just moved them into
they,
that
but
top
I they
20-ish.
Were pretty solidly into it, I think. Like yeah. So I was ready to move them in. They went on the road and thumped I did watch that game. 28-7. They dominated that game. Like I'm sorry. When you look at what they've done this season as opposed to what the team below them has done this season, I mean, which team would you be more impressed by? Right? I mean, am I wrong?
Yeah, this is one of those old, like, Ohio State is who Lauren has directly behind TCU at 14.
I was not the lowest on Ohio State.
No, you were
way.
Not. Someone did vote them 15 or put them in the 15 slot, one spot lower than Lauren had them. You know, this is one of the...
I should have just left him out. I should have just said, yes, I meant to leave him out. No, not really. I'm not going to do that.
It's a tale as old as time, right? Teams getting a credit just because of their brand name has happened to a couple of the teams locally, certainly in the basketball realm. Lauren's having none of it when it comes to Ohio State's football program this year.
I mean, look, because I've seen people say, oh, see, this is what's going to happen. They're going to stay in the playoff race. I mean, they might, but at the same time, like this, we the media, the AP poll voters have no impact on what the College Football Playoff Committee does.
That's
true. We are not factored into the formula anymore.
No.
Like, so don't worry about
it's very much like they
we
were
do.
Like, well, we don't like their votes, so we're going to make our own.
Honestly, I couldn't believe they were eighth. I was stunned by that. Like, I'm like, why? Because the thing is, like, we moved Florida State down a few spots. They lost their quarterback in that game and everything else, but they've lost to the number one team on a neutral field. Ohio State got, like, smoked in the second half at home.
At home.
I'm sorry. They deserve to be punished more, and I did. I honestly was tempted to put Auburn above them, but instead I had Auburn check in at 15. I feel good about it, though, honestly, because Auburn is...
I don't hate it.
They've got questions to answer about their offense, for sure.
Louisville, 16.
Yeah, I don't think I moved them.
No. They are 14. They were...
I didn't move Miami either, who's right below them.
Yes.
I didn't move either one.
And sure, why not?
I mean... Carolina's defense was not good in week one, and it wasn't good again in week two.
Yeah, I don't really know that you get points for beating North Carolina.
Didn't get any for me.
Louisville.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody else somewhere who thinks North Carolina might should be better than it is, or maybe has hope for them still, might have boosted Louisville.
Oh, I did another extreme pick that I just saw.
Huh. Okay. So she's got Miami 17, Washington State 18, Kansas State 19, Virginia Tech is 20 in Lauren's poll, and extreme pick number 3.
Well, by the way, Virginia Tech is actually 16. I mean, I'm not moving them up for Delaware. So go on. Yeah. Oregon. What did they have to do? They just beat Nebraska. I'm sorry. What is going on right now? Can't someone get some brand name recognition up in here?
Lauren put unranked Oregon at number 21. Vehemently stands behind the decision.
Yeah,
clearly.
I do.
Stanford 22, South Florida 23, Utah 24, and UCLA rounds out Lauren's top 25.
Yeah, I feel fine about it.
And you are most passionate probably about Ohio State being low and Oregon included at the levels
the
they're at.
The body of work is a word that the committee likes to use, right?
Right. So
it ain't strong right now. It's not. I'm sorry. Show me something. Right?
To Ohio State?
Yeah.
You can hold on to this one.
Yeah, I'm annoyed that they're still that high, honestly.
I mean, it's just one of those things that, like, I feel like this is probably how people feel toward...
Like
I know it's how, like, State fans feel toward Duke and Carolina whenever And certainly people outside of this area feel when they hold on to spots and have, you know, maybe not done the things that they should warrant those spots. It happens all the time. Happens to everybody. Let it go. You got to let it go.
I guess. I just, you know, I hope that that doesn't actually play out that way in the College Football Playoff Committee, but whatever. I don't, I'm not in that one. I'm just in this one.
One day, Lauren, one day. Ohio State has Army next. We'll see how that one goes.
It should be fine for them.
All right, we'll see you guys next week, I guess. Maybe a little better voice for me and a little less anger for Lauren.
Never.
You've been listening to the Topics and Takes podcast with WRALSportsFan.com's Lauren Bronlow and Marilyn Payne. A reminder that you can download this weekly podcast at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL SportsFan app on iTunes or the Google Play stores, or listen on Saturday mornings at 9 on 99.9 The Fan.